I'm going to work you through a bit of a progressive relaxation. I'm going to do some breath noting, interweaving it with a 61-point meditation, the five elements, and the senses. So I'm doing this intentionally because we're here the first time. So maybe you come with tension. So the progressive relaxation helps us know the difference between tension and relaxation, which a lot of people don't know. So we make them more tense so that they can begin to feel the difference between letting go and feeling tension. And then we start that 61-point meditation that helps awaken the sensory motor cortex. And we're beginning with the senses and the elements, which is the bottom of the map that we're beginning to navigate as we go through this week-long course. And you're welcome to ask me more questions later. Why did I do what I did tonight? Because there's a method to the madness. Although sometimes I'm just mad and the method seems to be doing itself. So take a moment as you're beginning to settle, to begin to reflect on this deep, heartfelt desire. What is your deepest wish or longing or dream? It might be a deep hope or a goal that you're moving towards, an aspiration or an inspiration. But feel it as it bubbles up from deep within you. It may be pre-verbal, without thinking, without knowing quite what it is, but you can begin to feel there's something here that is about the life that you're living and how you might like to feel if this were the last day of your life, about how you lived life. There might be words that you can put on this. And in particular, how might tonight's practice support your realization, your establishment in this dream or this deep longing or wish, this deep desire? Is there a particular intention that you have for tonight or this week to support you into realizing and embodying your biggest wish? And there may be words to this, or just maybe a body feeling that's beginning to coalesce. So use the practices that are to come to support you in really nourishing this feeling of your deepest, biggest dream, wish, desire, and these intentions that help nourish it. And there might be images that you associate. If you were embodying this heartfelt wish, desire right now, how would you be living your life? How would you be singing your song? And as you're feeling this, Can you also inquire into your body when you feel deeply secure, grounded, at ease? Where do you feel that in your body? Might be the feeling of deep relaxation, or the sense of going off guard duty. No longer being vigilant, just at ease, safe. Can you find in your body these qualities of feeling so that any time during the practice or during your daily life, should you feel the need for a time out from a particular experience, emotion, you can come back to this feeling in your body, rest deeply, and then when you feel renewed and restored and ready, you can come back and meet the life situation or circumstance. If there are particular images that come to you that help support and nourish this feeling of inner resource, a meadow, a special place, a person, it might be a particular smell, sound, object. Welcome in all that supports you're feeling deeply at ease and at home in your body. So that one of our intentions may be to be able to access this at a moment's notice, no matter the situation or circumstance facing us. That it provides us a deep ground of security in which to meet life with a sense of equanimity, deep peace. And feel free to continue lingering with any of these three, or if you'd like to join me, take some time now to begin to sense your body, letting attention be free for a few moments to wander through your body, just noting particular sensations that you feel called to, particular thought or feeling that might be present. Letting your senses begin to open. This sense of feeling. Just register different sensations in your body. Or the points of contact with the surface that's supporting you. The weight or weightlessness of your body. Feel the tension that's in your body carried into this moment that may be holding you away from the surface that you're resting on. For instance, in your jaw, are the teeth clenched, or can the teeth be slightly open from one another? The jaw hinge, slightly soft. The feeling of the lips slightly touching. the gums, the inner surfaces of the mouth, the tongue, and sense your way into the corridors of the inner ears. Perhaps come in first to the left ear and just welcome sensation in the inner corridor of the left inner ear. Sensing your way all the way out to the outer architecture of the left ear. Welcome the corridor of the right ear, as if you're traversing a hallway and you can sense the walls, floor, and ceiling of the inner ear. Welcoming your way all the way out to the outer folds and structures of the outer ear. Welcome sounds that are coming into the ears. As well as beginning to sense the whole body as receptive to sound and vibration. The whole body as the mechanism of hearing. The touch of the air in the nostrils. And the soft touch of air on the smooth walls of the throat, as well as welcoming the touch of air on the skin of the entire body, the coolness or warmth that you feel. As the air touches your skin, and the heat of your own body. Welcome the sensation of the eyes, and explore the round orbits around each eye. For instance, come into the left eye. Sense the eyebrow, the temple. Welcome the cheekbone and the sensations along the bridge of the left eye and the nose. Welcome the entire structure of the left eye as sensation. Sense the tension that may be present, that's just the aliveness of the structures of the eye, and the tension that's unnecessary, that's an addition. So the left eye grows softer and more radiant. Sense the right eye, eyebrow, temple, cheekbone, ridge of the nose, the entire structure of the eye and ocular orbit as well. the tension and aliveness of the eye and the excess of tension that may be present. Sensing both eyes simultaneously, and the sensation of the forehead, scalp, back of the head, neck, come back to the eyes and sense the eyes as a flow of sensation back into the head itself, down into the basement of the brain, towards the back of the neck, in the lower stem of the brain. Let that sensation move down through the throat as if the eyes were dissolving into the head, dissolving into the throat, dissolving down into the torso, and sense the inner walls of the torso, front and back walls and side walls. The inner structures of the organs, sensations that feel deep, sensations that feel more on the surface of the torso. Shoulders, shoulder blades, sense the left shoulder, shoulder blade. Upper arm, elbow, forearm, wrist, palm of the hand, sensing the fingers, join me, curling the fingers of the left hand into the fist, tensing the hand, the wrist, the forearm, and bringing the arm slightly away from the surface that supports it, and let tension creep all the way up from the fingers all the way up to the shoulder. Take your time slowly building tension, welcoming it through every cell and muscle of the left arm, the right arm completely relaxed, the mouth soft, eyes soft, just the left arm, shoulder, shoulder blade, completely in tension. And then when you're ready, let it completely go. You might wiggle the left arm and fingers a little bit, and then just feel the impact. Give the left arm, shoulder, shoulder blade completely up. And bring attention over to the right shoulder. Welcome sensation of the upper arm, elbow, forearm, wrist, the palm and fingers of the right hand. Then slowly begin to curl the fingers of the right hand into the fist. Let the arm lift a little bit, a few millimeters or inches from the surface that supports it. And creep tension into the right arm all the way up to the shoulder, shoulder blade. Take your time, feeling your way, cell by cell, till the entire arm may even be shaking with tension. And then when you're ready, let the arm drop. Shake it a little bit and feel the impact on the body. Give the right shoulder up completely. The weight of the right arm completely surrendered. Come back into the torso and sensing your way down through the torso, welcome the feeling of the pelvis, buttocks, then slowly tighten the sphincter muscles, the floor of the perineum, the ureter muscles, the sphincter muscles, all the floor, the buttocks, the abdomen, the chest, the side walls, lower back, middle back, upper chest, middle chest, lower chest. Bring the entire torso and pelvis, sacrum, buttock area into as much tension as you can, welcoming each cell into tension, but the arms are completely at ease, the mouth soft, eyes soft, just the tension in the torso and pelvis. And then when you're ready, release. And you might shake the body a little bit and then let it be at ease with itself. Sensing your way down into the left leg, upper leg, thigh, and back hamstring, knee, foreleg and calf, ankle, foot and toes. Then begin to tense the toes of the left foot, the arch, the ankle, the calf, foreleg, knee, thigh, hamstrings. The leg might even feel as if it's trying to lift off the floor that supports it or the surface. Just engaging every single muscle you can throughout the entire left leg. Arms completely at ease. Mouth, eyes soft. Just the left leg. Right leg completely relaxed. Just the left leg. Foot, toes, everything. Just keep marshaling tension. And then when you feel the desire from your body, let it go. Shake the leg a little bit. And give the leg completely up to the ground. Feel the weight of it. Sense the right hip, upper thigh and hamstring, knee, foreleg and calf, ankle, foot and toes. And begin to curl the toes, flex the arch or the ankle, tighten and bring tension into the calf, foreleg, knee, thigh, hamstring. The entire right leg may feel like it's slightly trying to lift, engaging more and more tension. Really take your time. Invite every muscle, every cell to participate. welcoming tension, no psychological involvement, just welcoming tension. And then when you feel the desire, let it go, shake the leg a little bit. Surrender the limb completely to the ground. And one last movement of tension. Begin in the toes and begin to let a wave of tension begin to move up through the body. Legs, pelvis, urinary, anal sphincter muscles, abdomen, chest, the fists, the arms, the shoulder blades. But now bring in the face. Stick out the tongue. Open the mouth. Close the eyes and clench them or open them wide. Bring tension into the ears, the scalp, the forehead. Scan your body. Welcome in every single muscle and sinew, cell, into this tension throughout the whole body without resistance, no psychological involvement, just tension everywhere, holding it until you feel the body's desire and longing. And then when you do, let go of everything. Let the body shake or wiggle or whatever with the face, the tongue. And then surrender the body completely. Just sensing vibration. Pulsation or shimmering. The body is just radiance, vibration. And be aware of the body breathing itself. And follow the breath into the body. Feel as the body inhales the impact. It may feel much like a balloon slightly expanding from all sides from the inside. And the exhalation, a letting go, a complete surrendering to deep relaxation. During the inhaling process, feel the body expanding. During exhalation, feel the deep letting go in all directions. Each exhalation, a deeper letting go, a deeper relaxation into the ground. During the exhaling, feel the weight of the body. During the exhalation, perhaps feel the weightlessness too of the body, a quality of lightness as well as a feeling of heaviness. Give your all attention to the breath for a few moments. The mind wanders. Bring it back. Feel the length of the exhalation, the length of the inhalation. The breath, in a way, like a tide coming in during inhalation, going out during exhalation. Just enough thinking that keeps your focus on the breath, but then deeply feeling the breath, deeply feeling the body sensations that are present, without analyzing, without thinking about them. Not trying to understand, just feeling. And sense the weight of the body, this sense of mass, density, and the movement of sensation that's more energetic, like flows of energy in the body. Ripples or currents. And the sense of your own consciousness, your own awareness, opening, more expansive, inclusive, feeling and welcoming and noting the entire body, breath, thoughts that are coming and going, emotional tones that are present, images, memories. But feel your own sense of awareness that includes all of these, like a field or a vast open spaciousness in which all these sensations, breath, emotions, thoughts are unfolding. And just take a moment touching a particular object, like a particular thought or body sensation, emotion. And then release it and feel yourself as the one who is aware. Feel back into awareness itself. This feeling of expansive, spacious openness. Welcoming the object. Feeling yourself as this openness in which they're arising. And how both are true simultaneously, the objects unfolding in awareness and this feeling of being. And if it feels right, feel out into the expansiveness of your own awareness. How it fills the room, touches the walls, may even penetrate the walls and become even more expansive, infinitely spacious in all directions. unbounded. Feel how this impacts the body-mind. This feeling of spacious, open, how awareness includes all objects, touches them, welcomes them, interpenetrates them, interconnects everywhere with everything. And how all the other awarenesses out there, all the other people, trees, rocks, how they're also expanses of awareness, all intermingling, sensing your interconnectedness with all of life. Letting go of analyzing, just a sense of feeling. There may be a particular object, an emotion, a thought, a memory that draws your attention. Feel welcome to welcome it in. Perhaps you may feel how you're fusing with it, or just a sense of separation from it, where you can be with it, feel it, welcome it. Not necessarily trying to analyze or resolve, just welcoming. And this expansive, spacious openness, unbounded. And can you feel a sense of just being? And how being itself feels very spacious, open, timeless. Resting for a moment and not needing to know, not needing to do or be. Just a sense of resting in your own perfection that feels already whole, perfect, at ease in and with itself. Feeling of life as an energy, the aliveness of the body itself, life living you, and the feeling of your own deep, heartfelt dream or desire or hope. Feel into this. Let it sprout. Blossom. Feel it as already here. Just take a moment or so with yourself, acknowledging being with anything that feels important. It's calling you right now. It's calling for your attention. It might be a thought, an emotion. It might be an intuition, an insight, a call into action, or just falling back into the welcoming arms feeling yourself held and then melting into being those arms. Then in your own way, when you're ready, find your own ritual, your own sense of conclusion for your yoga nidra this evening. It may be a prayer, a statement, just an acknowledgement. Maybe to remember something that you want to reflect on later, write down in your journal. But just a sense of acknowledgement of coming to a conclusion, a sense of a holding environment for your practice. And there may be a noting or an affirmation of your intention for a next practice, something you want to come back to. So that when you're ready in your own manner, let yourself come back to your alert state of being. We'll end the practice here this evening. Take your time. There's no hurry to go anywhere. We're done for the evening. You can lie here as long as you might wish. Let's respect our neighbors who might like to take a little bit more time. So if we'd like to have a conversation, carry it to another part of the room. So those who would like more time to integrate can take that time. So thank you for this evening. May you have a wonderful rest tonight. Please feel free to come here in the morning at any time you wish. The room's open for practice. Body sensing at 7 to 8. If you would, as you're finished tonight, just put your mats off to the side so people who may want to come in for their own practice have room to spread out their mats in the morning. Thank you.